Nolte, All the Establishment Media's Dangerous Coronavirus Lies, Part 2. By John Nolte on April 10, 2020. It was only 3 weeks ago that Breitbart News first compiled all the fake news media's dangerous coronavirus lies. But already we have another massive pile of media lies, so it's time to go back in for round two. Ding. Ding. The bottom line, however, when you look at today's list, along with part one, is that the corporate media have been exposed as a dangerous gang of sociopaths. That might sound harsh, but how else can you describe an institution that actively discourages coronavirus sufferers from asking their doctor for hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug approved by the FDA for emergency use to treat the coronavirus, a drug that appears to be helping some and is, at worst, perfectly harmless, as long as you consult with your doctor. The media are so bad for the country, and the serial lies they tell are the work of a sociopath. Sorry, there's no other way to look at it. And away we go. CBS News uses chaotic Italian hospital footage, says it's New York. After CBS News was caught telling the straight-up lie that President Trump said it was okay for people with the coronavirus to go back to work. See part 1. CBS decided to try and pull another hoax by broadcasting footage from a chaotic Italian hospital while telling viewers it was from a New York hospital. CBS's motive, of course, is to mislead people into thinking New York's hospitals are overwhelmed. And while New York's hospitals are indeed at capacity, they are not overwhelmed. Anyway, after getting caught, CBS News apologized, said it was an honest mistake, and promised to never do it again. Then, 3 weeks later, CBS News again uses chaotic Italian hospital footage, says it's Philadelphia. These people are sociopaths. CBS News lies again with Nursi Smollett. Without checking her story, the serial liars at CBS News added dramatic music to a video posted by a woman who claimed to not only be a nurse, but a nurse forced to quit her job because she was being forced to work in the intensive care unit without a mask for protection. The story was a lie. The lying sociopaths at CBS News have still not issued a retraction. Trump will profit from hydroxychloroquine. Imagine how big of a lie the New York Times has to tell for the far-left fact-checkers at Snopes to feel the need to debunk it. Trump administration knew about the coronavirus pandemic in November. Based only on unnamed sources, ABC News published a report that claimed military intelligence wrote a detailed report warning about the potential for a coronavirus pandemic all the way back in November. In an exceedingly rare move, the National Center for Medical Intelligence at the Defense Intelligence Agency went on the record to deny any such report exists. Thus far, no news outlet has been able to come up with the report or an on-the-record source who says it exists. But they are still spreading the lie everywhere, most especially Knoll. CNN's Frido Cuomo deceptively edits Trump, again. Cuomo, a proven liar and unstable anti-Trump activist, was caught red-handed selectively editing Trump to make it look as though he took no action in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. This is something he has done before. Trump's a monster for wanting a quick fix to end the coronavirus pandemic. The media are now so openly sociopathic. They are trying to gaslight the public into believing it's a bad thing for Trump to look for a quick solution to this pandemic. NBC News spreads China propaganda on death tolls. NBC is a left-wing propaganda outlet that also desperately needs China's markets, most especially China's movie theaters for its Universal Studio movie releases, so NBC is, without skepticism or evidence, spreading China's death toll lies. Tea Party stopped Obama from replenishing the national pandemic stockpile. To the surprise of everyone, fact-checkers have verified that Barack Obama did indeed fail to replenish the national emergency stockpile after he failed to act quickly enough to stop the H1N1 flu outbreak in 2009. The fake news media quickly stepped in to blame the Tea Party for Obama's failings. This is a lie. New York Times demonizes South with misleading map. Based on the obscenely stupid and deceptive metric of how far different parts of the country have been driving, the far-left New York Times smeared the American South as irresponsible because we're still driving more than 2 miles, while the rest of the country is not. Yeah, well, here in the South, grocery stores and pharmacies are at least 2 miles away from many of us, including me, and I live pretty close to town. Closer than most of the people in my county. Also, and I take no pleasure in pointing this out, in my tri-county area we currently have 20 cases of the coronavirus. While well-behaved urban areas are getting hit much, much, much harder than us hicks. The Chinese virus is not being spread by us rubes driving to the store in our own vehicle. It is obviously being spread by the such virtuous left-wing ideals as mass transit, urban planning, reusable straws, water bottles, coffee cups, and grocery bags, and environmentally friendly buildings with recycled air instead of fresh air by way of open windows. Trump's telling lies about mask thefts. After Trump expressed his concern that hospitals were ordering way too much protective equipment and insinuated some of it might be headed for the black market, the fake news media went insane accusing Trump of lying, until the fake news media were reminded Governor Andrew Cuomo had already expressed the same concerns. Evangelicals are to blame for the Chinese virus. A New York Times writer claimed evangelical disregard for science paved the road to hell for the coronavirus. Other than being a dangerous blood libel, what we are seeing is incontrovertible proof that the China virus is almost exclusively hitting deep blue cities and urban areas. These are areas jam-packed with secular leftists who worship the very things we know spread the virus: mass transit, urban planning, reusable straws, water bottles, coffee cups, and grocery bags, and environmentally friendly buildings with recycled air instead of fresh air by way of open windows. So far, Trump country is doing just fine. Fewer Democrats will die from the Chinese virus. One particularly sociopathic member of the media was certain Trump supporters would die off in much larger numbers because of Fox News or something. There's simply no question this was wishful thinking on this sociopath's part. Again, I take no pleasure in this, but the exact opposite is obviously the case. The China virus is ravaging deep blue counties, and doing so almost exclusively. Even in Texas, the hardest areas hit is deep blue Houston. Jake Tapper admits he allowed Democrat to lie about Trump's Chinese virus response. As I wrote at the time, this is a remarkable admission from an increasingly unstable CNN anchor, who just last week demanded the American president stop communicating directly with the American people. Before I get to the specifics of what happened, I want to be very clear about what happened. This is not a situation where a politician snuck one past an interviewer. No, Tapper knew she was lying and chose not to correct the record or challenge her. Like I said, sociopaths. Fraudulently editing NBC's Peter Alexander. After NBC's Peter Alexander repeatedly heckled and interrupted Trump during one of his daily briefings, there was not a single member of the corporate media that did not edit the footage fraudulently as a means to make it look as though Trump fired back for no reason. So that's 15 additional dangerous lies told by the media, on top of the 12 documented earlier, and I'm almost certainly missing a few. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.